From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 16th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials said on Monday, May the 15th, that it detained six people in the city of Hudson on Friday. The individuals were taken into custody following a targeted enforcement operation, ICE Representative Khalid H. Walls said. He refused to provide details on where the raid took place, the names and ages of the people taken, or any information on how the individuals were targeted. He declined comment when asked if the individuals involved had criminal records or prior convictions. Walls said in a written statement, and I quote, "ICE's enforcement actions are targeted and lead-driven," end quote. Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Barnett said no criminal charges are pending against any of the individuals at this time. Neither state nor local law enforcement were involved in the raids. Walsh said passing a sanctuary city measure does not make Hudson a target for immigration enforcement. He said, and I quote, "Our efforts focus on specific individuals, not jurisdictions," end quote. The six individuals are now in ICE custody at the Buffalo Federal Detention Facility pending deportation proceedings. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Coxsackie's plan to build a new town hall is moving forward. The village last week approved the town as lead agency for the state environmental review. And the village Coxsackie Planning Board will meet with engineers and construction managers this week to review the site plans for presentation to the village board of trustees. The $2.7 million construction project has been in development for more than a decade. The new building will be located at 56 Bailey Street, and it will house the town court, administrative offices, the highway department, and serve as the highway garage as well. Once the project is complete, all town departments will be housed in the Bailey Street building except Coxsackie Ambulance. The decision to build a new town hall and consolidate town department offices was based on cost, Town Supervisor Richard Hans said. Hans intends for bids for the project to go out in June and for the building to be completed by early summer 2018. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that a second grade teacher at Edward J. Arthur Elementary School in Athens was honored on Monday, May the 15th, with the Firemen's Association of the State of New York's 2017 Teacher of the Year Award. The annual award recognizes a teacher with dedication to fire prevention and the safety of students and their families. Elisa Fuchsia was nominated for the annual award by the Ellesmere Fire District in Bethlehem, Albany County. Ellesmere Fire District Commissioner Joseph M. Catalano said, and I quote, "Her dedication, her enthusiasm, her boundless energy, her passion for teaching, particularly fire prevention and safety, is just world class," end quote. Fuchsia's husband, Mark, is the second assistant fire chief of the Ellesmere District. Fuchsia said, and I quote, "The more involved my husband got in fire service, the more I saw a need to reach out and really meet the kids at the level that they're at to help educate them," end quote. Fuchsia is the first teacher from the Coxsackie Athens School District to win the award. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union that residents statewide go to the polls today, Tuesday, May 16th, to vote on school district budgets for the 2017-18 school year and to elect members of the local school boards. Although school budgets have a significant impact on a property owner's tax bill, turnout is typically low for these votes. In the Capital Region, districts are proposing an average of 1.7% increase to the local tax levy. In Columbia and Greene counties, the average increase is slightly lower than 1.6%. The tax fluctuations vary from a 2.91% levy increase in the Hudson City School District to a 1.18% cut in the New Lebanon Central School District. In the Capital Region, four districts are proposing cuts from 11% in the Rensselaer City District to a 0.5% decrease in the Bern-Knox-Westerlo District. In the four-county area that makes up the Capital Region, 35 out of 41 districts want to raise taxes. Locally, there are contested board races in the Catskill, Hunter Tannersville, Ichabod Crane, and Taconic Hills districts. The Cairo Durham Germantown and New Lebanon board elections have more open seats than candidates, guaranteeing a write-in contender win. Most polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the mayors of Kinderhook and Valencia traveled to Albany to learn more about the new state law that directs municipalities to find ways to share services. Under the legislation, local municipalities are required to create a plan for saving property taxes and to establish a committee or panel to review shared services. Kinderhook Mayor Jim Dunham said he assumed Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell would be responsible for the plan, along with local mayors and supervisors on the panel, according to the letter he received from the State Conference of Mayors. Valencia Mayor Diane Argyle said she thought the party responsible would be County Controller Auditor Ron Caponera. The panel or committee is expected to find ways to save money through the elimination of duplicative services, shared services, reduction of administrative overhead, and better coordination of services. In addition to the participants from county, city, town, and village governments, local school districts are also expected to be offered a seat on the panel. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rosa Snyder is reporting in the Altamont Enterprise. D&W Farm, an animal rescue in Bern, Albany County, has been shut down and its owner accused of animal cruelty. Horses, goats, sheep, and pigs were taken away following an investigation which alleged the animals were living without food, water, or adequate shelter at D&W. Authorities charged rescue shelter owner Linda Mellon with 8 counts of failure to provide sustenance, all misdemeanors. The Albany County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant after an anonymous tip to News Channel 13 reported there were animals living in substandard conditions at the property located on Sickle Hill Road. Should Mellon be able to keep her animals following adjudication, the animals will be put up for adoption, officials said. You can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Robert Downen is reporting in the Times Union that manufacturing activity in the state of New York fell this month to its lowest level since October, falling far short of expectations, the New York Federal Reserve said on Monday, May the 15th. The monthly Empire State Manufacturing Survey dropped to -1 in May, the first negative reading under President Donald Trump. New orders decreased by more than 11 points to -4.4, and unfilled orders fell 16 points to -3.7. Ian Shepherdson, chief economist for Pantheon Macroeconomics, told the Associated Press the decline was, and I quote, "disappointing but not disastrous," end quote. The poor readings followed 6 months of strong growth, believed to have been connected to warmer seasonal weather and other global market changes. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting increasing clouds with a temperature high near 74 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers before midnight. Then it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 52 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65. And on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of rain after 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 66 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:32 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:11 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 16th day of May, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.